Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show live. It has been a power-packed day. You have seen, I think we're on interview 6 or 7 now, but we have saved one of the best for last of the day. I will introduce Miki here in a second. But guys, thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for being a part of the journey today. I know you haven't been able to make it here in person. This is my official, one of my official last invites. I wouldn't be a good event planner if I didn't. If you're in DFW, specifically Fort Worth, we've got space for you. There is nothing better than coming together with like-minded people to be encouraged, equipped. And before this, Miki and I were going to church here. And I just always feel so filled up at these conventions, because coming in with like-minded families who are wanting to disciple their children to raise up the next generation of world changers, you need to be here. So if you didn't get to come yet, come on down. We've got space, or we'll see you in Houston in a few weeks, because there is nothing else like it. And so I have the pleasure of being with Miki Addison, my new best friend.
Yes, Chelsea. Yes, that's right.
Welcome to the show. You guys are such a breath of fresh air. When you come on the property, I'm like, the Addisons are here. I don't know where, but they're here. And you guys, you have how many children?
We have 6 children.
You're doing it. You are mom, podcaster, speaker, everything. How do you balance it all?
Well, I don't. I really don't balance it all. There's a lot that I say no to because it is overwhelming. And I feel like the Lord has given us our kids to really help me prioritize what's important eternally. And so there are things that we say, you know, that would be really good and I'd love that opportunity, but that's just not for us right now. And so the things that we do feel called to, we give it 100%.
Now, you say, I say no so casually, but I'm sure you have had to die to self-loves and self-wants. As a mom, and I'm experiencing this now, you want to take over the world, right? You have the entrepreneurial dreams, you want to do this and that. So much of our audience sits at home and they're like, I'm just sitting here homeschooling and discipling, but I want to do so much more. Mm. How do you, what would you say to those moms who are in that season of 99% no, 1% yes, to those who are in the thick of it? What would you say?
I would say, know that the 99% is of eternal significance. The 99% of what we're doing is God's heart for the proliferation of the gospel. You'll remember in Acts chapter 2, when Peter stands up and he gives the first sermon of the church, basically on the day of Pentecost, he tells the Jews who are gathered, he says, this promise that you're seeing play out in front of you, it's for you. And then he says, it's for your children. And then he says, those afar off that the Lord your God will call. And I think what we as moms have done is we have jumped over the and your children, and we have gone to the those afar off that the Lord your God will call. And we see more value and significance in that, because in some instances we can see like a quick kind of return on that. But with our kids, man, we're like watering plants. You know what I mean? And so we are sowing the seeds of the gospel, and we're watching that grow. And we're living that every day. And that 99%, Chelsea, that is eternally significant.
That's powerful. I had this revelation a few years ago, even before I was a mom, of I will stand and give an account in front of the Lord for how I was a wife and how I raised my children, way beyond, look, Lord, what I did. Look,
yes.
I wanted to be a Martha. And then look at the Marys and say, you're not helping. I'm trying to save the world. What are you doing? And yet Jesus says, Mary's doing the right thing.
Yes.
Come and sit with me. So what is your message here this weekend? You're at the Texas Homeschool Convention. You guys travel and do a lot of conventions. Yes. We're so glad y'all are here. What is your message to parents this weekend?
So I would say that if you take the totality of what we do and what we talk about on a regular basis, it's keep an eye on the culture as you are living faithfully unto the Lord.
Yeah.
So when we take note of what's going on around us, so it's like, you know, we're working, but we also are armed with the word of God. We're also armed with discernment that you can only have when you are prayerful, when you're spending time with the master. But the culture is really in subtle and some overt ways. The overt ways, I feel like, are easy for us to spot. But it's the subtle ways when the culture starts to infiltrate the church. Yeah. And now you've been raising your kids in church. Yeah. But then right among your kids, there are seeds sown of disbelief, you know. And so what we say is pay attention to what is being said, because there is a difference between true and almost true. Yeah. And I think that's what gets us and our kids, the almost true.
That's good. We were talking before this. The enemy didn't try and blatantly lie against the Lord to deceive them, right? He said, did God really say? And makes you question what you know and what you read. And I think we're seeing that more and more today, unfortunately, in the church about, you know, you have to know the word. And what I love when we talk is that the Bible is ingrained in you. And I know that's part of your homeschool journey. So tell us about that and why that's even been important to you.
I love God's word. I have been fed by God's word and taught by God's word, and I encounter him when I'm reading scripture, and it's a passion of mine that people would know that the Bible is not just our daily devotional. You know what I mean? Sometimes I feel like it becomes almost like a series of fortune cookies that we crack open and we're just like, you know,
our verse of the day, one verse.
Yes. And then we get on, we're like, okay, got it, and got my coffee and I'm going. Rather than approaching God's word as it truly is, that it is his revelation of himself to the world, you know? And so when I think about that, that is what I want to pass on to my children. And so even when they come to me and they have questions, you know, Chelsea, I feel like I know the answer, I can answer it. I want to turn them back to God's word, because from an early age, I want to build their confidence in the word of God to show that every answer they have can be found in scripture.
So good. Parents today are getting more and more nervous to even interact with culture, right? Let's put our kids in a bubble. Let's keep them away from things that are happening. You guys at Culture Proof Podcast, which is your ministry, are starting to look it right in the face and say, if we don't speak truth, then the world's going to be very quickly to indoctrinate our kids. What would you say to parents who are more nervous to engage and talk culture issues with their kids? How do they start? Where do they begin?
It's a great question. First with prayer. And I know that sounds like a giveaway, but it's really powerful, right? Because when we seek the wisdom of God, James tells us that we can be confident in asking him for wisdom, that he's not going to say, oh, you don't know that. You know what I mean? Which is like our fear in asking any question, really. But I believe that when we go to the Lord, he gives us strategy. And so I want to say, so we have six kids. It wasn't like we set out to have six kids so that we could like prove a point to the world. The Lord just gave us these children, and we want to be faithful stewards of them and their relationship with the Lord, right? So when we pray, the Lord will reveal to us individual strategies for our kids, because they each have different personalities. They're designed differently. The one thing might move this kid and help him understand. And then if I try that on the next kid, she's like, what? Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
So, but if I pray and I discern and know what the Lord is leading me to do, if I pray and I get my directives from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit, then when I go to that kid that I've just spent some time with Jesus about, right, then now I know exactly what I need to do. And the Holy Spirit reminds me of passages to use in my conversation and how to connect that to a current cultural event that's happening and say, so you can see this is why God's word says, you know, when we ask the Lord for each kid, pray specifically, he gives us our directives and he can be trusted.
Wow.
He can be trusted.
What a trust, but also this cool moment of sovereignty of God, that the same Holy Spirit you're interacting with in a quiet place can speak to each of your children.
Yes.
And like, that's how, when we say the word of God is alive.
Yes.
And well, it's like, wow, you get to see it play out. So you're here at the convention. What is the atmosphere? What are you feeling so far?
It's a family. It's a family, right? Like there is such a central focus that is evident when you're here. And that focus is equipping our families. Like we are here because we believe it's vital, the work that we're doing. It's that 99% that you're talking about, right? This is the moment where I feel like you know, we as homeschool moms, it's sort of like our, you know what I mean? Like, here we are, we're in our element. We're looking at all of the various curricula that's laid out. We're meeting other moms and sharing stories. And we're reminded in these moments that we're not alone. And this is absolutely worth it.
Yep.
And God is glorified, and we will give an account for what we do with our kids.
Yep.
And anyway, we can take heart that we're making the right decision. So all of that fills the atmosphere.
Yes.
And I'm excited to be here.
And I love, no mom looks like they have it together. And everyone is here. I've seen people praying with each other,
yes,
just encouraging yep. them. There is a mom ahead of every step that someone is in. And that's why community is so important. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but why is community important in homeschool, right? You've got your family. We had one lady write in, she's like, I've got my pets, my farm animals, and my kids. I don't need community. Like, and community is everything, right? We get a little weird if we just sit with our kids all day. You guys know what we're talking about. So what kind of community can people look for in homeschools? We come together 3 days a year, which is awesome. But what about the other 362 days a year?
Yeah, you know, I would say that a synonym for community, and this is vital and this is important to God, is the body of Christ, right? And so this body life is so important. I'm reading right now in the book of Ephesians, and I tell you, I read a few verses, Chelsea, and then I just kind of have to put my Bible down and sit with it for a second, and I go, God, you are overwhelming, right? Because when you start reading in Ephesians, you read about God revealing something about himself that was hidden in creation, right? The Bible says that he had hidden this about himself in creation, and now it's been revealed in the apostles and in the prophets. And Paul is writing this, and the revelation that he's talking about is that Christ is for the Gentiles. But the passage doesn't stop there. The passage goes into, in chapter 3 and chapter 4, so out of this revelation, there is now a new body that is made. A new group of people. They're no longer Jews, no longer Gentiles. They are a new group. And what they have in common, what is central to who they are,
yeah.
is Jesus.
Yeah.
And so when we think that we can live on an island, well, I'm just going to homeschool, I'm going to go it alone, and we think that that is success, right? Honestly, the scriptures don't give us a space for that. God's word says, come together.
Right.
There are huge swaths of scripture that we will have to deny if
yeah.
we don't get together. So all of the one another's,
right.
all of the each other's, right?
Right?
Well, we get to misunderstand each other,
right?
And then bear with each other and then get it right, right?
And
be
and then forgive each other.
That's
it's this beautiful
exactly
thing.
Right.
It's like Jesus knew what he was talking about when he wrote all of that, because you're so right. Like, it is about being together in the messiness of family. And the Lord wrote the story with you in mind when he sent the scriptures and when he sent his son. And I think that's beautiful. And that's what you get at a gathering of like-minded people. You know, you guys walked in from the lobby and it was like, you just have to come say hi to your friends. You have
yes.
to go and give them a hug. Like, I think COVID did a real number on everybody. And it's taken some time to kind of dust the dust off of what it means to be around people
right.
and, you know, not have your 6 feet of space. We're like less than a foot apart and it feels good. It's
yes.
like we were designed for this.
Yes.
But how quickly the enemy tries to use space to be like, but isn't this better? Isn't this quiet? Isn't this less messy? And it's like, maybe for a minute.
Right.
Until you
right.
need someone
yes.
and to share your story. And there's nothing like sharing stories in person. And so I know we're digital, so this all is funny to say, but it matters to be somewhere.
Yes.
And I think you guys have done a great job of that. And every week on your podcast, I feel like I'm sitting in the living room just listening to you guys. Can you talk to us about the podcast and how people can get to know you guys a bit more?
Thank you so much for that, Chelsea.
Yeah.
And it means a lot, by the way, to hear you say that, because one of the aims of the podcast is that we would return to the simplicity of the gospel. And so we love our experts, and I read them and I refer to them.
Yeah.
But you know what? The gospel has a simplicity that each of us living faithfully can communicate, and we can live it out to the max.
Yeah.
So on our podcast, what we try to do is to refer to scripture as naturally as we believe God intended us to.
Right.
So in every area of our life, when we're looking at current events, the question is not, okay, what does my political affiliation say my position should be?
Okay, go ahead.
I know, right? So the question then is, well, okay, what does God's word say?
Right.
And so that causes a tension, but it's a good tension because the aim is to glorify God.
Right.
So the podcast is the Culture Proof Podcast, and it's available anywhere people would get their podcasts, or they can go to cultureproof.net.
And you can listen to it with your families in the car without just waiting to have that mute button to be like, oh no, I wish they wouldn't have heard that. And I think that's what's fun is you guys are a safe space for families to join in. The topics, you give a warning ahead of time. You'll give a disclaimer if it's a bit on the edgier side. But for the most part, it's just getting to sit with your family and hear. And you are such a powerful woman of God. I was telling you before, and I mean it, a voice for this next generation of moms coming up. And I just really think, guys, if you are in that age where you're, or if you're in that phase of life, newlyweds, starting families, we need to find the women who are ahead of us. I think it's in Titus where they say,
yes,
older ones.
Women teach the younger women.
Yes.
Oh, man, I love that. I love that that's the feeling, because that's the aim, Chelsea.
Yep.
Like that we are living life together,
yep.
You know. And so, man, glory to God. You know, I feel like I have benefited from the oversight and the discipleship of older women in my life. And so I'm looking back, I'm 45, and I'm grateful to have walked with the Lord for over 2 decades and to be able to say, this is what I have learned, and let me sit with you, right? And you sit with me,
right?
Because there is reciprocity in discipleship, right?
Right.
So anyway, glory to God.
And what people don't know, I think this is our maybe 3rd conversation that we've ever had.
Yeah.
And that's how powerful the kingdom of God is in community. When you connect with someone and when you find other biblical, for men and women joining you, find your people, the Lord just takes a relationship that's like 20 minutes old.
Yes.
And I mean, we were over here having church talking about in the middle of a 60,000 square foot exhibit hall with parents and everybody walking by. So Miki, any final words for people who are watching, who weren't able to join us, but are on the fence about next year? What would you say?
You need this refresher.
Yeah.
You need this encouragement. And I will say this transparently. We think that we can just go it alone. And many of us are very strong. But I think when we consider the reality that God has built us for fellowship, He's built us for this family. He describes it as a family. We know that our families are not optional.
Yeah.
Neither is the family of God.
Right.
I believe that when homeschoolers come from all across the state of Texas, they are joining with like-minded believers, and there is that family connection. Yeah, you're going to get resources,
right.
And we want those,
yeah.
Right? You're going to be encouraged in the sessions, but you're also going to connect with your family and kind of get that booster to keep going. So my encouragement would be pray and ask the Lord if this is something you should do,
right.
And when He speaks, obey.
Simple, and yet one of the hardest things us humans have. Do we obey God?
Yes.
And Jonah would tell you, if not, you'll end up in the belly of a whale. And you're still going to do it anyway. So it's beautiful. Miki, thanks for joining us. Guys, she's doing a workshop tomorrow.
That's right.
Give us a 30-second pitch on that.
Okay, so tomorrow I am going to be talking about pilgrims among progressives, how we protect ourselves and our children as we are still journeying toward eternity, where you've got a lot of people moving away from truth, even in our churches. How do we spot the fakes? So I'm going to be talking about
fire. If you're not here, we will sell a digital pass where you can get all the workshop recordings. This will be one that you do not want to miss. Miki, thank you again for being here. Guys, we're going to be back in 20 minutes from now, give or take. Make sure you're hitting that subscribe button. Hey, this time tomorrow, we'll just have interviewed Kirk Cameron. He'll be on this carpet. All the Growing Pain fans and moms are going to come running at the sound of his name. So be here. We've got so much more content for you, and we will see you very soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.